Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy, cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy, cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy, cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy, cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy, cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy, cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Showers. 45 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy, cloudy. 44 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Showers. 43 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Showers. 42 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Showers. 41 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Cloudy, cloudy. 42 degrees. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy, cloudy. 45 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy, cloudy. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy, cloudy. 45 degrees.
Welcome to the KE8 RV repeater system located in London, Ohio, USA.
Information, go to svxlink.sourceforge.net.
Welcome to the KE8 RV repeater system located in London, Ohio, USA.
Two minutes until that WB9CS2.
K0DRA.
K0TRA, WB9CST, good afternoon, how are you?
Fine, just fine. My wife's quilting, she's got a long arm quilter down here, and she's quilting for charity.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy, cloudy. 46 degrees.
Good afternoon, everybody. WB9CST. Richard in Paris, Texas. And this net meets every Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. And it, well, sorry about that. It's a general check-in net, and everyone's welcome to check in. So with that, I'll start taking check-ins. Anyone anywhere wishing to check in, come now, WB9CST.
Fox
Zero Sierra Delta Mike. This is KF8CKA checking in from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Alright, let me get my pin working here. It died on me. The first station, give me your call again, WB9CST.
This is Kilo Fox Zero Sierra Delta Mike from Mound, Minnesota.
Alright, I got you. And then the station with the cool Motorola sound thing. What was your call again? I only got Kilo Fox, and I think I botched it.
That's right, Kilo Fox 8.
DKA Delta Kappa Alpha, KF8DKA
from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Okay, I got it that time. WB9CST. Well, I'll start with the first person here on the list, KF0SDM. I guess today's question would be, what are your thoughts on paper versus electronic QSL cards?
Oh, I go paper all day, every day. and that's just not what I was surprised. It's with everything. QSL, Delta Mike, Mount, Minnesota.
This is K0DRA. I'm on my fourth book. I love QSL cards.
Yeah, roger that. I can agree with that. Prices are not very friendly right now, so I can definitely understand that. KF8DPA, what about you? What are your thoughts? Paper or electronic cards? Go ahead. And what kind of radio are you running to get the Motorola squawk?
KF8DPA, checking in from Ann Arbor, Michigan. Gotcha, yeah, always push to paper and analog, but new to radio, very new. This is my first check-in ever. I'm running a little HP kid radio. I might be able to, I can turn that. You're talking about the Roger beep afterwards?
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It sounds nice. I kind of, in a way, wish more people would do that.
All right, yeah. You know, again, new to radio, so I don't know what's out there, but this is a very cheap kid radio. $30
with a single stick, 2-meter antenna. Okay. Well, that's pretty cool. Thanks for checking in. I don't think I've heard you before, so thanks for stopping in. And good to hear you. Anybody else wishing to check in to the Everything Net, come now, WB9CST.
WD9ZFT, KA8WII for a check-in.
KD8WII, WB9CST, good afternoon, how are you? And today's question is, do you, your thoughts on paper versus electronic QSL cards, go ahead.
Yeah, KWII, I'm going to be in and out. Don't have any preference.
Roger that. I'm not having any preference. Thanks for stopping in. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything net? Come now, WB9CST.
Kilo 6 Victor Papa, San Jose.
Daniel, how are you doing? Good to see you were able to connect to the All-Star and it actually is working for you. K6VT, how are things in California? And do you like paper or electronic QSO cards?
I definitely prefer the paper QSO cards. K6VT.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. It's definitely a lot nicer to get a paper card than it is an electronic one. Yeah, glad you were able to make it in. Thanks for stopping in. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything net? Come now, WB9CST. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check into the everything yet? Coming out of WB9CFP. Yeah, not sure if someone else tried to check in, but anyone else wishing to check into the everything yet? WB9CFP, come now. Well, either today is a nice day in some areas, there's a contest going on, or who knows what else, but I'll keep going here for a little bit. Sorry about the dogs in the background. I guess somebody delivered something to the house. But anybody else in there wishing to check into the everything net? Come now, WB9CST. Alright, suppose we try linking St. Louis in again for now. And I don't have to worry about the one thing. So anybody else wishing to check into the everything net, come now, WB9CST. Let's see here. WB9CST, can you guys still hear me okay?
Well, I can hear you fine. K6CP.
Okay, Daniel, I'm just making sure because I keep calling and I thought my stuff broke for a minute. So thanks for letting me know I'm still here. Anybody else wishing to check into the everything net? Come now, WB9CST. Well, it probably doesn't help that last Saturday. Unexpectedly, I thought I wasn't going to go be able to get a pair of duplexes, and then it turned out I did. So, to all of the people who normally check in, sorry that I had something come up suddenly. I didn't mean to say that. But, yeah, I have been looking for an alternate net control to run this net. So, if you would like to do that, I can set you up and teach you how to use the conference server EchoLink commands for the place I use my net at and do that type of stuff. So with that, anybody else wishing to check into the everything net, come now, WB9CFT. Well, I think I can go through and ask some more questions. Maybe that'll jump up some activity. Let's see, let me go back to my list. K63P, Daniel. So how's your day? And I guess I could ask you what's your favorite thing about California?
Well, I guess my day's going okay. I suppose they say every day that you're on the right side of the dirt is a good day. My favorite thing about California, I suppose, I don't know. I there's a lot of things I don't like about California these days. I guess one of the things I like about California is that we don't have a lot of tornadoes and a lot of hurricanes. How about that? K6CP.
Yeah, I guess I could give that one to you, you know. You don't have swirlies blowing around. That's always nice. And when you don't have gobs of water invading the city, that's nice, too. So, yeah, I guess that makes sense. Let's see. KF8DPA. I guess I could ask you, have you always used Motorola products, or do you have ham radios too? Well, I guess he stepped away. I know KD8WII was in and out, so most of the guys on Handy Ham are gone, or usually are gone. So, anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CST.
K0DRA, do you have an HF radio?
Yes, I do. It doesn't work very well, but yeah, I do.
I've got a beautiful Yaesu FP920 that I'm selling. It's beautiful. It works great. But I got an Icon 7300 that I'm going to be using.
Yeah, I've always wondered what people's fascination with those radios are. Everyone seems to dump their older radios for either a FT991A or a 7300. So, what is so great about the 7300, I have to ask?
The 7300?
Yeah, what's so great about it that I hear people saying, you know, oh, I've got a 7300, I've got a 7300, you know? I hear a lot of people saying they have them, so something must be making them a good radio.
Got a 600 amp power station for my ICOM 7300.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah, that'll definitely keep it running.
Yeah, I think it needs a little work, and I got a buddy of mine that knows how to work on anything with a black box on it. So it's only putting out 100 to 200 watts, and it's capable of 600 watts.
Wow, yeah, it sounds like it's doing half the power. Well, at least it's not doing, like, 50 watts, and you're putting, like, 20 in, and it's only doing barely anything. So, at least it's putting out something.
Oh, he'll fix it. I know he knows how to do it.
Well, that's good. Yeah, the radio I have over here for HF, but it needs a little work, is a Yaesu FT757GX.
Okay, You have an amp on your radio?
For now, no. But I want to get a KPA 500 and run that here at my station into a vertical, what's that thing called? A vertical delta loop, I think is what it is.
K0DRA. Yeah, I've got an Ameritron ALS 600 amp. It needs a little work, but it isn't much.
Well, as long as you can get it working, that's good. So, but yeah, I hope you get it working. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CST.
Yeah, good afternoon. Here's W8 Delta Papa Kilo. This is Don. I'm over here in London, Ohio on the local repeater.
Hi, Don. You're my first check-in off of you guys' repeater since I got the okay to use it. So, how are things in Ohio? And today's question is, do you prefer paper or electronic QSL cards? Go ahead.
Very good. Well, nice to meet you. I'm glad to have you guys on here, on a repeater here. How is it in Ohio? It's wet. It's about 60 degrees. It's been raining for the last 3 days, and there's standing water everywhere, and lots of wind. So I think we've got another day or so for that to go. And as far as paper or electronic QSL cards, the only electronic QSL cards that matter, I believe, are LOTW cards, because those are valid for awards. The electronic ones that I receive, I actually put them into a slideshow on my TV that's here in the shack. So, yeah, I don't mind, and don't get that many paper QSL cards anymore. So, yeah, very good. Well, I forgot you guys were going to be on here this afternoon, so I didn't even have the antennas hooked up. Because of the storms. So back to you. This is WADPK.
Yeah, it's definitely good to hear some new people coming in. I had some new connections, and I've been kind of looking for new people, and you guys were one of the groups that said, okay, let's give it a try. So I'm glad that I got some new people in here. My mom's from Port Clinton, so not sure how far that is from you guys. I've never heard of Madison County before, so how far is that from Ottawa County?
Oh, it's over 100 miles. We're in the central part of the state, central western part of the state. Probably, well, if you can picture Columbus, which is dead center in Ohio, we're about 25 miles west-southwest of Columbus.
Ah, okay. Yeah, I have a rough idea of where you are then. But, yeah, thanks for checking in. This net meets 2 p.m. Central Time every Saturday, so if you're around and it's not storming, we'd love to have you. But thanks for checking in, and good to have you. So with that, anybody else wishing to check in to the Everything Net, come now, WB9CSP. Anybody anywhere wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CST. We don't have too many people, but I guess I can run it through. Anybody have any announcements they'd like to make for the net? Club Net, Hamfest, swap meets, stuff like that. Come now, WV9CST. Anybody have any announcements they'd like to bring up for the net? WV9CST.
There's WADPK over here in London again.
Yeah, go ahead, Don. WB9CST.
Yeah, very good. Well, since this is our initial connection here with your net, on Saturday afternoons, our repeater here is pretty dead. but I think if you're going to do this every week, I think we'll get maybe some more check-ins here from our local group. We're a very active group here. We have nets every Tuesday night, every Thursday night, and every Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern time, which would be 7 Central. So, you know, and they're usually over an hour and a half long. We usually get maybe a dozen or more check-ins. So our group over here is pretty netted out. So maybe nobody has their radios turned on, but I'll go ahead and pass the word around again and remind everybody that you'll be on here on Saturday afternoons.
Yeah, I know that the Michigan group and the Hazel Park group up in Detroit, they actually put it in their newsletter about my net. I'm not sure if all clubs have a newsletter or not, but that's one of the groups that's done that. I think you guys are the third or fourth club that's part of my net. I've got the Hazel Park group, I've got you guys, I've got St. Louis, and I've got Ann Arbor.
Good. Okay, well, we'll do that. We don't have a newsletter at the moment, but we do have a very active email reflector with about 60 subscribers and also a Discord group. So I'll pass the word around. And by the way, I want to compliment you on your audio. It sounds excellent. Really, really, really good. I appreciate that.
Well, I'd like to compliment you guys also for not having courtesy tones and Morse IDs and all the nasty little stuff that most repeaters let come through the Echo Link. So I try very hard when I select repeaters for my net that I don't have all the extra beepy boopies. And if I do, I usually try and limit it to just one.
I understand completely. And that's what I was a little bit afraid of when you first contacted me. I thought, well, if it doesn't go well, if we have all these links, you know, and beeping and booping like you said, that's probably not going to work out. But sounds very good. So, but back to your net there. This is WADPK.
Yeah, the only one that people make a fuss about, and then I'll move on there, Don, is when I connect the New York repeater, the KQ2H, and 10 meters is open, people kind of have a little fuss about me having it connected to my net. So I don't connect it often, but every once in a blue moon I will.
Good. Like I said, we have Saturday afternoons is pretty dead around here, so you're free to connect here every Saturday. That's fine, and we'll see if we can get some more activity there for you.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for checking in, and good to have you guys aboard with us. And with that, anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net, come now, WB9CST.
Thank you.
Okay, I got everything but the last letter. KF Sierra, Sierra Lima, and then what was the last letter? You might need to speak a little closer to the mic to overcome the popcorn. You're a little light. Go ahead. Roger that. I will be here standing by. Oops, I forgot to mute that one. Good thing that's the only thing it does. anyway... KF0SLI. Hopefully I got it right that time. WB9CST. If you are there and got switched, go ahead, over. Well, I'll give him a minute to get things switched around there. And while I do, WB9TSP, Richard and the Everything Net. Anybody else wishing to check in? Over.
Hey, Zombie K, Warden, Missouri.
Yeah, I think I got that wrong. KF0DRA, can you give it to me again?
Talking to me is Kilowatt Alpha Zero, Mike Echo Kilowatt. I'm in Warkin, Missouri, a very wet Warkin, Missouri, too.
Yeah, KA0MAK, sorry if I botched your call. Well, that answers the question about the weather. Today's question is, do you prefer paper or electronic QSL cards? Go ahead.
Well, electronic, basically. Because I can't send anything out for paper anymore. I'm broke. I don't got the money. Plus, my only cards I got left are the ones I used to make the other ones up with. And they don't want to send out cards for VHF anyhow. That's about the only thing I can do anymore. It is VHF. I became either mobile and an 8-jet rig, but I'm trying to sell it. I need the money. I'm broke. If I don't come with the money, pretty soon I'll have to sell the house. I won't be able to pay the property taxes on it.
That's terrible. I hope you're able to keep afloat there and keep things going in a positive direction. You're able to keep things going in a good direction. Sorry about that. I said that twice, but thanks for checking in, and I hope your day gets better. Anybody else wishing to check into the Everything Net? Come now, WB9CSP.
Kilo Fox Zero, Papa, Quebec, Lima.
Yeah, I saw you connecting on the Echolink. I guess it wasn't working for you. Signal sounds good on the repeater. I'm sure you've heard the question, but if not... do you like paper or electronic QSL cards? And how are things today up in Minnesota?
KF0P2LJ here, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Good afternoon, Richard. Good job running the net. Weather in Minneapolis, Minnesota area is 42 degrees and sunny. Not a bad day. It could be a little warmer for spring, but we'll take it. And, yeah, I was kind of toggling back and forth on the echo link there. Just kind of playing around a little bit. So, but answer to the question, I have zero QSL cards. I'm relatively new to the hobby. I have a technician license, got it last year, but I kind of would think I would rather have paper where I can kind of hang them on the wall, because I remember as a child, there's a neighborhood dad that was a ham, and he had all QSL cards on the wall, and I always thought that was pretty cool, you know, to look at all of them, that he had them hung up on the wall there to show the different stations that he had contacts with. So I guess that would be my question. I would go with the paper versus electronic. So over to you. That's all the traffic I got on this. I just thought I'd stop by for one for the count. Once again, great job running the net. Keep it up. KF0P2L73.
Yeah, roger that. Well, I try and make it where I can have it accessible and, you know, make it fun for people. So trying to make it a fun net is what I do. You know, no same topic each month. But thanks for checking in. Good to hear you. Anybody else wishing to check in to the Everything Net, come now, WB9CST. Roger that. I hear you a lot better now. I was able to make out the last letter there. It's SLJ, not SLI. So, yeah, today's question is, do you prefer paper or electronic QSL cards? Go ahead. And how are things in Iowa? Did you get any of those nasty storms we got yesterday and today? At it as a postcard from somewhere that you can never go to, or almost never go to, but it's kind of like a little, you know, opening to a different part of the world, like Christmas Island or Trinidad and Tobago, you know, something like that, just a little gift. But you sound better. If you remember to check in that way, you sound a lot better that way. I can tell it's you on the handheld, but you don't sound that great. But thanks for checking in, and good to hear you. Glad you were able to check in again this weekend. Anybody else wishing to check in to the Everything Net, come now, WB9CFC.
Happy birthday to you. Hello, Richard. KI5SSR, wishing to check in on your birthday.
KK7YBP, happy birthday. This is Annette from Twin Falls, Idaho.
All Well, hey, what do you know? We got Jeanette and Annette right there in the same spot. I'll get to Annette first. Jeanette first. Wow. Wonder how many times you guys have done that, confused each other's names. But thanks for the birthday wishes. Yes, everyone, today is my birthday. I'm 31. I'll be going out tomorrow, though, because of the inclement weather here. But, Jeanette, well, you're here, so that means you didn't get blown away by the tornadoes. How are things down in the grapevine? KI5SSR, WB9CFT.
WBICSP. Everything is great here in Grapevine. I didn't see any tornadoes over here. It's just being rainy and cold. And I just got through with the Alaska morning net, so I'm hunkering down and curling up in a ball, if you know what I mean. But didn't want to miss your birthday and get the chance to tell you happy birthday on my birthday. And lots of people don't get to celebrate it on especially with the bad weather. And it was the Beltenham Festival this weekend. I wanted to go to it, but it'll be there again in 6 months, so maybe I'll go to the next one. I don't know, but I want to. KI5SSR, thank you for taking my check-in, and happy, happy birthday, Richard. WB9CST from KI5SSR. The Texas
Kissers, day in 73. Well, before I let you go there, Jeanette, not sure if you'll have time tomorrow, I'll let you know. But if by chance you do, Damasi's, that Mediterranean restaurant you took me to, if you get a chance to swing by there, I'll let you know when we get kind of close. And maybe we can say hello again and meet back up again.
Okay, I'm fine. This is so Richard, we got to see, you know, I got to run the net too, the AFC tomorrow as well. So depends on the weather and, you know, what time. So anyway, we'll just have to see, Richard, but KI5SSR, back to you. Thank you for taking me, and happy birthday again.
Thanks, Jeanette. Glad you were able to make it here, and say hello to Mike if he's busy. Glad you guys are here. Let's see. KK7YBP, Annette. How are things in Idaho? And how goes that studying for the extra there? And did you get to try any of the stuff I sent you yet? And how do you like it if you did? Over.
Well, hello there, Richard. Happy, happy birthday. Party like a rock star. Happy, happy birthday. Party like a rock star. That's it. Go out and enjoy your birthday tomorrow. That is exciting. 31. Wow, I remember when I was 31. Holy snapcrackers, that was a while ago. Anyways, that's showing my age. Studying. Oh, let me tell you. I haven't stopped, that's for sure. I'm like right there close. I'm in the 80s. So I just need it to be consistent. Once it's consistent, then I will actually be able to schedule a test. I don't want to schedule it and jinx myself and not be ready for it. So I'm hoping, keeping my fingers crossed, it's going to be soon. I just, some of it just, it doesn't click with me. You know, it's just, driving me crazy and irritating me and pissing me off, basically, because I can't comprehend what it's saying or the answers, and trying to memorize it, that's just a joke and a half, you know. I mean, I can memorize it, but some of them I can't. I struggle. Thank you, COVID, you know. Yes, COVID made my brain a little not there, unfortunately. So, yeah, that's the story there. Oh, the tea. Let me see. The tea was good. It was cold brew tea. So, we tried one cold brew, and, well, so I don't have any taste or smell. Thank you, COVID, yet again. So, hold on, let me drop. I'll be back up. Okay, so I don't have any taste or smell, so for me, I guess it was okay. Husband, however, KK7YOX, he said it was good. He liked it. So there we have it. There's that. What are you doing for your birthday? Where are you going? KK7YBT.
Yeah, let everything recycle there. Well, if I get to go where I'm wanting to go, if the weather cooperates, the Mozzies, I don't remember the name of the place exactly, but it's a place Jeanette took us to, invited us to, because we were tossing it up and down, you know, about Mexican food and Mediterranean food and all these other types of places, and we finally settled on Mediterranean, and it's pretty good. I mean, I have my personal favorite. I'd want my mom to go over to Keller, which is more over by Fort Worth, and go to Aladdin's, but, you know, I'll take what I can get as far as Mediterranean. As long as it's not one of those, you know, little poorly run down side of the road type deals and it tastes terrible, you know. But yeah, we're going to go down that way tomorrow, and I'm trying to coax my mom into taking me into ham radio outlet so I can at least buy an antenna. Just an antenna for now. I'll worry about the coax later.
Wow, Mediterranean, huh? I have actually never tried Mediterranean. That is something new for me. If it's pasta, then it's a big no. I don't eat pasta. So that's very interesting. That's awesome. Yeah, go enjoy your birthday. Why not? A new antenna. You actually just going to walk out of that place with just an antenna? Or maybe a couple extra little things, because, you know, you got to wander and look at everything. You have this thing, okay, I'm going in just this, and then you wander and like, oh, I need this, or oh, that would be nice to have. Oh, well, I'll get this too. So there you have it. That's how it'll be. You watch and see. So I'll have to check back with you next week and see what all you got for your birthday. KK7YBT.
Yeah, that's good. And I don't know. Maybe I'll just get dinner and nothing because we did have to spend $300 on a new washer and dryer. Unexpectedly. Yeah, it was just like, I'm just going to decide to stop working, and you guys are just going to have to find a new one. So, long story short, Aaron's, the rent place in town, they burned us. We went looking around, and basically, the way this trip became a thing is I stepped up, helped my mom in the house, and started texting people, and I found us a washer and dryer. So, because I helped with that and did some other stuff, my reward, weather permitting, is I get to go down to the Metroplex tomorrow. Maybe someday I'll get to make it over to Boise. I've always wanted to go there. I hear there's a whole lot of nothing but everything at the same time there.
Oh, washer and dryer. That's a tall tale. Yeah, I hate that. And yesterday, so so I was did laundry because Friday is laundry day and towel day. So I got all the laundry done except for the towels. Threw the towels in the dryer, and they always run a second cycle to fully dry. And the buzzer went off, and I checked. I'm like, well, that's kind of weird. These are still kind of wet. So I threw them in again, you know, threw on some more time. Now, mind you, this third time is, so they run for an hour. Well, third time around, I'm like, 3 hours, y'all should be dry. Ha! They're still wet. The heating element went out in the dryer. Yeah, yesterday. So I got towels and stuff hanging everywhere in the house just for them to dry. Oh. So the hubby bought a new heater, heating stuff for the dryer. Comes with the coil, the element, and everything else. It'll be here tomorrow. So that's what we'll be doing. Well, that's what he will be doing tomorrow, is putting a new heating element in the dryer. Oh, yes. That's crazy. Now I have to rewash the towels because they're all, like, stiff and itchy, scritchy. I mean, I don't mind them being towel-dried because then I just throw them in the dryer. Or not towel-dried, but out on the laundry line. Then I just throw them in the dryer and fluff them up. Hold on, let me stop and come back. So then I just, you know, throw them in the dryer, throw a fabric sheet in there, and let them fluff up and put them away. But now they're all like crispy and I don't know. I don't like them. I'm going to have to rewash them. So there's two of them. Multiplex, wow. Yeah, go to Boise. Ugh, Boise. That's a, depending on what you're looking at or what you're looking for, yeah, and all that's, I'm pretty sure they'll have it. I don't go to Boise, but then again, I don't leave my house, so that's a whole new Oprah right there. I have agoraphobia, which, so I only leave my house to go to doctor's appointments, and then that's it. Yeah, go to Boise. And if you go to Boise, you have to go to the old penitentiary up there. It's neat. Yeah, it's got a lot of history up there. So there you go. Yes, hit Boise. Go to Boise one day. Why not? Put it in your travel plans because you're coming from. Where are you coming from? I can't remember. KK7.
I am coming from Texas, and thank you for checking in. Yeah, it's good to hear you, and definitely we'll try to come up there someday. That'll be nice. And with that, we're getting close to the bottom of the hour, so not really a time for 7-3, but I am going to take some more check-ins. WB9CST, anybody anywhere?
November 8th, Whiskey, Juliet Lima, Jay in Detroit.
Kilo Mike 5 Yankee, KM5Y, Texas, Grapevine.
Now, Jay, I should know your call by now, and I have botched it. So, can you give it to me again? And, Mike, I have you, WP9CST. Anyway, Jay, how are you today? How are things in Michigan? And today's question is, paper or electronic QSL cards? Which one do you like? Go ahead.
Well, I really haven't given any thoughts. I mean, you said paper. Say that one more time. What is it?
Yeah, paper or electronic cards. You know, like EQSL or Logbook of the World, you know, electronic. So do you prefer paper or computer QSL cards?
Well, I'll tell you the truth, I haven't really got it no far. I assume that I'll probably like it better on paper there, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. That makes sense. Sorry I forgot your call. I should know it by now, Jay, but yeah, it's good to hear you again. And by the way, before I move on to Mike, I did talk to Al a couple days ago, and he asked me how I was doing, and I told him I'm doing pretty good. So I just wanted to let you know I talked to Al on the telephone.
Me?
Yeah, I was letting you know that I had talked to Al a couple days ago, because I know you said I should come out to his Echolink a little bit more, and I was letting you know I talked to Al, I think, last Thursday on the phone, so go ahead, Jay.
100 hours. Cloudy.
Okay, I just got off the phone with him and another ham over in one of our suburb cities of Southfield, Michigan. And we're planning on getting on HF tonight at 10 p.m. if you're able to do that. So, yeah. Al, good guy. Okay, I got it now. This is November 8th. Whiskey, Willie Lima.
Yep, Roger that, Jay. I'll try and make it over. Thanks for checking in, and good to hear you. Well, I'll take Mike, and then I'll take some last-minute people, and then I'll close down. So, KM5Y, good afternoon, Mike. How are you? And, yes, today's my birthday. I'm 31. Due to the weather, I wasn't able to come down today, so... how about you? How are you? And did you get grounded yesterday because of the weather that passed through the Metroplex? I'm kind of curious to know.
WB9CSP, this is KM5Y. Hey, Richard, I was going to tell you happy birthday, but you just told me your birthday was yesterday, so I guess I'll have to wait till next year. I'm just kidding. Happy birthday, and I hope you have many, many more. I know you will. I don't really celebrate birthdays like some people do. I just kind of go to work, and just another day to me, but happy birthday. And, yeah, the weather's just been a nightmare on scheduling, and everything's late. It's mostly, you know, I mean, we have to avoid the really bad stuff, but the biggest problem is air traffic control. Reroutes everybody around everything because they're trying to help, and they're usually about an hour behind on doing that. Half the time the weather's already moved on by the time we get there, but we have to stay on the reroute. Now everything's an hour or two late, and it's just a big snowball effect. I heard y'all had a lot of rain up toward Paris the other day. I was thinking about you, and hope everything's okay up there. I heard your question. I've never done EQSL cards. I remember when I first got my license, I tried to see how you do it, and I got on a couple of websites and messed around. And I thought, oh, man, this is way too complicated. So I just went off and had some paper cards made. And by the way, if you haven't gotten one from KQ7YBP, hers are really cool. She's the QSL card queen. I promise you that. So But anyway, great net, Richard. I'm glad you're sounding good, and happy birthday. WB9CSP, KM5Y. Back to you, Richard.
Yeah, things must be warming up if I'm getting two chunks and cookies. But yeah, thanks for checking in, Mike. Good to hear you. Well, I'll call for last minute people, and then if I don't get anybody, we'll close this down. So anybody, anywhere, any type of connection, come now, WB9CST.
KQ4, UPK. What's up, buddy?
There's Chris. Yeah, hey, how are you, Chris? How are things in Florida? I had to think of where you were for a minute. KQ4, UPK, WB9, CST. I'm okay. I could be better if I was, you know, eating Mediterranean today instead of tomorrow, but what can you do? But go ahead.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, man. And I wish you many more years and successful ones at that. And I look forward to making one of your birthday wishes come true as soon as that day comes to pass. So, I was hearing that he wanted to make an HF contact, and I'd be happy to make HF contact with you guys tonight. Just let me know what time, and I'll be happy to join you guys. Anyways, happy birthday, and I'm glad to be part of your net, and God bless everybody that's here, and so I'll turn it back to you, brother. This is KQ4, UPK, back to net control.
Yep, thanks for checking in, Chris, and thanks for the birthday wishes. And hope to hear you again. So I think I'll make this the last call here since we're just a few minutes over. And ask anybody else anywhere wishing to check in. Last call, all call, at WB9CST.
NHL 58FK.
Okay, I got Leonard, and then the other station on the same repeater, who was it?
It's Jace. All I wanted to know was when was your birthday, because mine is the 6th, which is tomorrow. That's all.
Okay. Well, just so everyone knows, it's today. It's today. But due to the weather, we couldn't go out today and do anything. So that's what it is. So we're going to go out tomorrow. Go ahead, Jay.
Well, that's good to know. You're Aries. The 5th and not the 6th. Okay, that's all I wanted to know. And it does go ahead. I think Leonard's on it.
Hello, Leonard. How are you? Today's question is, do you prefer paper or computer electronic QSL cards? Go ahead.
Well, thank you very much, Richard, for the opportunity to be on your net late in the year, as often happens. So, as far as the QSL cards, I'm not fussy. I'll take them both, or either. always interesting to get them. It's not expected, but we're always delighted to get them. I do have some paper ones, and I do, I'll take them both, or either one. Thank you, Richard, from AD8FK.
Yeah, and hey, Leonard, guess what, by the way? You guys aren't the only 8 calls anymore. I have Ohio in here now, Madison County. So, yeah, isn't that great?
It is, and I'm from Madison Heights, Michigan, Madison Heights County, Ohio. Welcome. Thank you.
Yep. Thanks for checking in, Leonard. Alright, I'll take one more since there's a few people. Anybody else anywhere wishing to check in before I close? WB9CST. Well, I guess that person disappeared then, on my screen anyway. Well, with that, I'd like to thank everybody who checked in. We had 15 check-ins today. And, sorry if I heated up some repeaters today or, had some unnecessary beeping. But with that, I'd like to thank everybody who checked in today. If you go to the website, there is information about, some of the clubs and, also, all the connections. It is a little bit of a dated list, but that website is wb9csp.weebly.com, or you can look at my QRZ page. I'd like to thank all the Node Owner Simplex users and individual users for checking in today. Have a great rest of your evening, morning, or afternoon from WB9CST. Give me a moment to disconnect everything.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours, cloudy, 48 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, cloudy, 47 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, mostly cloudy, 48 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, cloudy, 46 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, cloudy, 46 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, cloudy, 46 degrees.